Ellen White's message to the delegates. On Sabbath afternoon, W.C. White was called upon to read Ellen White's message of greeting to the delegates. It contained a challenge to face the work with hopefulness and courage and reminded them that their attitude during the conference would have a telling influence throughout the world field. She declared, "Often in the night season I am bidden to urge our brethren in responsible positions to make earnest effort to follow on to know the Lord more perfectly. When our workers realize as they should the importance of the times in which we live, there will be seen a determined purpose to be on the Lord's side, and they will become in truth laborers together with God." She spoke of the disappointment that came to her when at the General Conference of 1909 a work should have been done in the hearts of those in attendance that was not done, and finally, of her rejoicing when some of those in positions of trust after prayer and study of the various messages given, ventured to undertake by faith the work called for, a work they could not fully understand, and as they went forward in the fear of God, they received rich blessing. She was referring to evangelizing the cities. Continuing, she admonished, "When the Lord sets His hand to prepare the way before His ministers, it is their duty to follow where He directs. He will never forsake or leave in uncertainty those who follow His leadings with full purpose of heart." And she assured the delegates at the 1913 meeting, "I rejoice therefore, my brethren, that I have confidence in you in all things. And while I still feel the deepest anxiety over the attitude that some are taking toward important measures connected with the development of the cause of God in the earth, yet I have strong faith in the workers throughout the field, and believe that as they meet together and humble themselves before the Lord and consecrate themselves anew to His service, they will be enabled to do His will." She wrote of being deeply impressed by recent scenes of a great revival, with Seventh-day Adventists responding to God's call and moving into line. The General Conference Bulletin reported the response to Ellen White's message. "The reading of this letter brought forth many hearty amends from the brethren on the rostrum and throughout the congregation. Tears flowed freely as Sister White's expressions of confidence in her brethren and in God's leadership of His people were read.